Cicadas like Brood X spend 17 years underground, feeding on tree roots and growing as larvae. But right now, these cicadas should be emerging from the ground in order to briefly live, mate, and die as adults in the open environment. UD Entomology Department PhD student Tyler Haggerty studies the Brood X life cycle.
When the hormones and the chemical balance in the insect is at the right time, and the ground temperature heats up to 64 degrees, and usually also when we get warm rain, that really kind of liquefies the soil a little bit, makes it a little damper, a little bit easier to climb through, and warms it up a little bit more, we have this really big boom of these cicadas.
And this big boom can already be seen as the cicadas begin to emerge all around us. But you're more likely to hear the cicadas than to see them due to their distinctive loud chirping that they use to find mates.
I think it's rated anywhere from like 80 to 100 decibels, which can be like a jackhammer. And then, you know, if there's a lot of them, it can get really, really noisy. But that's really the only major thing that people get annoyed about.
Haggerty is right. These loud insects are harmless and a great way for people to expose themselves to nature and the world of insects through their special emergence.
I'm so excited. I used to like collect shells when I was younger of like the seasonal ones that come every year. It's so fun.
UD freshman Ellie Smith may be looking forward to it, but her friend Sophia Dawn Weldon is not so sure.
On one half, I'm picturing just like a few that I'll walk by. And then the other half, the whole sea is covered in bugs, like a nightmare. And I don't think that's going to happen, or at least I'm praying that that won't happen. But yeah.
For Tyler Haggerty, who dedicates his academic life to studying entomology, Brood X's arrival after 17 years of waiting is thrilling.
So I'm very excited to see it all happen again from a fresher, more experienced set of eyes in the world of entomology, as opposed to a young kid who just thought it was crazy that there was, you know, hundreds of thousands and millions of these insects just flying all over the place.
And he hopes others like Mackenzie Radigan will feel the same way too.
I don't really care. I mean, like, I don't want to say I don't care, but like, I'm not afraid of them or anything. I think it's weird that they come out every 17 years. It's kind of strange, but I hope they have a great summer.
This is Jessica Gardner.